Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Thanks for listening to the Best of the Herd podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. It is going to be a very, very busy Monday. It already is as NFL free agency begins in earnest Wednesday. But let's be honest, you can talk to teams now. Deals getting done now live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd wherever you may be and however you may be listening or watching us. A lot of choices out there. We appreciate it. 1 hour from now, where Colin was right, where Colin was wrong, there is plenty of both. Well, I thought the place for Russell Wilson to go is where he didn't have to be a savior. He could just slide into Pittsburgh and that anemic offense and give them a shot. Do you think this morning, with it transpiring, they feel like they're a bit more viable? Is that fair?
Viable to not finish in the basement of the division? Possibly, sure, Colin.
So we start with that. Some say they hurried the deal. Mark Rogers and Russell should have been patient. Listen, if there's a good fit, grab it. Kirk Cousins still out there. You don't know what the Steelers are going to do. What the Steelers were doing offensively didn't work, and this is the one we thought made the most sense. Russell Wilson now going to Pittsburgh on a league minimum. If he's not a top 10 quarterback, he's definitely a top 3 bargain in the NFL. 2 Super Bowls. Denver didn't work. He was asked to be the savior. They had to give up all the draft capital. They paid him a fortune, limiting what they could get. But Russell Wilson isn't a savior here. He will be an elevated piece at an important position. He will increase efficiency. We've seen him with a strong defensive coach. We've seen him with a run game before. We've seen him with nice weapons. He got to Super Bowls. Mike Tomlin is the CEO of this outfit. Russ is like a new vice president and director of sales. He'll make him more efficient and more productive. He'll bring in much needed experience, some maturity, get things lined up, the train back on the tracks. I mean, listen, the offensive bar is so low in Pittsburgh that if he's slightly above average, and I think he will be with these weapons, it'll feel exceptional. I mean, the Steelers only had, I'm not making this up, the last 2 years, Pittsburgh has had 25 touchdown passes. Russell Wilson had 26 by himself this year in Denver, and it was a rocky start. Kenny Pickett has a career 13 touchdown passes. Russell's disaster year in Denver, he had 16. The worst year of his career. So the Steelers have not been viable offensively for half a decade. Their best offense, this is the high mark, their best offense in the last half decade is 23rd. And this team keeps winning. Not winning Super Bowls, but they keep winning. They won 10 games last year. with Mason Rudolph and Kenny Pickett. If you're still defending Kenny Pickett, he was healthy at the end of the year. And they're like, no, we'll go with a backup. And they were better with a backup. But that's what Mason Rudolph is, a very reliable, mature backup. And that's a great job. You make a lot of money doing that. Make seven figures, be part of the team. 50-some quarterbacks play now annually. Nothing wrong with that gig at all. It's a great gig. Don't get beat up as much, and you make a lot of money. Now, is this Russell Wilson to the Steelers? Does it feel like Stafford to the Rams? No, because we don't have Sean McVay here. Offensive genius. Does it feel like a Brady, the GOAT, to the Bucks? No, we don't have Bruce Arians, an offensive coach here. We have a defensive coach and a defensive culture. But it's an upgrade, and it's not an arguable upgrade. Again, they went with their backup last year, and the starter was healthy. And if you don't think Russ is a top 12 quarterback, that's fine. Maybe he's not. But he is a great bargain. Basically, you get him for free. This is the opposite of Denver. He doesn't have to be the savior. He's not expensive. You didn't have to trade anything to get him. So this remains, in my opinion, a top 5 or 6 roster in the NFL, but the most important position is quarterback, and they aren't very good. They're near bottom of the league. So you're not going to get any of this let Russ cook campaign. You're not going to get any of this he's saving the franchise nonsense. Go in, get the train on the tracks, add some mobility, some maturity, some efficiency, some accuracy. Just make Pittsburgh a slightly above average offense, and it will feel like Stafford to the Rams and Brady to the Bucks. I like it. We predicted it. This is the one we thought worked. And Russ and his agent thought so too. Kirk Cousins, you're up next. All right. You know my history with Baker Mayfield is a little bumpy. But in the end, Baker Mayfield signing a 3-year, $100 million deal to Tampa feels right. Now, it's a little bit like the Daniel Jones contract. It'll probably be closer to 50, 60, 65 million. It's a lot of money in Tampa. He has matured. He is productive. Playoff wins in both conferences. And more than anything, he bet on himself. He signed that 1-year deal in Tampa, said, I'm going to bet on myself. Joe Flacco did that once and got very rich. But there is something about Baker Mayfield that I think is a great quality in life. Last week, I had the opportunity to speak to a class of students at USC. And I said, my favorite quality in young people is resilience, and my least favorite quality is fragile. People have their own problems. They don't want to hear about yours. Resilience is a great quality. Dust yourself off. Nobody lives a perfect life. I'm watching this dynasty on Tom Brady and the Patriots. I watched the MJ documentary. MJ and Brady. Landmines, potholes, people in the organization working against them. That's called life, and that's what sports is. And Baker Mayfield, more than anything else, is resilient. He had to transfer in college. Carolina was a mess. Tampa, GM here, coach there, interim there, Freddie Kitchens there. It was a mess. But yet, he dusted himself off. He's seen the hole in his game, self-awareness, and he's worked on it. This is a more focused Baker, fewer commercials. It's a more mature Baker, less starting fires at the podium every Wednesday. I like this Baker. I think this Baker's good. Now, if this was the AFC West and I had Andy Reid Mahomes, Jim Harbaugh, and Justin Herbert, maybe this deal makes me a little nervous with Todd Bowles and Baker Mayfield, but part of what makes it attractive is that it's Tampa, and I think Baker sees that. The NFC South has arguably been the weakest division in football for 10 of the last 20 years, and I don't know if that's because the SEC and college football is so big and powerful in the South. People don't care as much. The media doesn't focus, isn't as negative. When you get up to like New York, Philly, Giants, Washington, college football is not a big deal. There is urgency. Guys get fired. The Philadelphia Eagles every 15 minutes will move off a Super Bowl winning quarterback, Nick Foles, or a Super Bowl winning coach, Doug Peterson. The intensity of the Northeast with their baseball and their NFL, you can feel it. It's palpable. But in the NFC South, Baker Mayfield and Todd Bowles, you can win a lot of games there. They've got some stability. They've got some nice weapons. He will be the 17th highest paid quarterback in the league. That's more than reasonable for Baker. I've always said, even when I was critical of him, I thought he was a top 20 quarterback on the planet. And I think 17th, if he hits some bonuses, maybe it's 16th. If Cousin signs a big deal, maybe it's 18th. It feels reasonably Baker-friendly and reasonably Buccaneer-friendly. But I will tell you this. I know I've been a critic of Baker. I know at times I've been hard on Baker. He bet on himself. He's dusted himself off. He did it in college. He did it in Carolina. He did it in Cleveland. And I like this version of Baker. I think he deserved it. I think he's earned it. And I think as of this morning, I would say Tampa would win the division. Now, if Kirk Cousins goes to Atlanta, that's pretty interesting too. But right now, in this moment, Baker Mayfield, Todd Bowles, I think are the best team and the best leadership in the division, and I like it. So there you go on a Monday, J-Mac. Now, Kirk Cousins is the next domino to fall. Apparently, you're going to have more on this. There's stuff this morning that's moving. You've thought Atlanta or Minnesota's the fit for him?
What about if Justin Fields goes to Atlanta? Who is the best team in the division then? Are you a believer in Fields or not?
No, no. I think it would be. If Kirk Cousins goes to Atlanta, Kirk has a history, a 10-year history of winning a lot of games. He's like Dak Prescott. We may not see him as a hoist the trophy guy, but Dak and Cousins have won a lot of games.
That's fair. By the way, you see the Baker on the screen, three years for 100 mil. Some of these guys really dug into the deal, and it sounds like it's closer to 2 years, $40 million.
Well, okay, but
actual money.
All the deals, I mean, let's face it. If you have a quarterback, these things are getting, Mahomes' deal's getting reworked every couple of years. So, but Baker's going to make himself a lot of money.
Certainly.
And I think the story of Baker Mayfield is high school, college, and pros. He's overcome. Yeah. He dusts himself off. He's got great self-belief. And that's a real easy story for anybody to back.
He's a good underdog. I'll say, though, but at 2 years, $40 mil. Do the Minnesota Vikings then look at Kirk Cousins and say, Kirk, look what Baker got. I'm sorry, we can't pay you 45, but we'll give you 35. Do you want to stay? Or does he get greedy and then go to Atlanta? That's the one that's interesting.
Kirk Cousins never feels greedy to me.
Wait, really? I thought
he felt
made like a lot of money.
Well, yeah.
Forcing the issue in Washington and then
in Washington,
Minnesota.
There was a lack of belief in him in the building. Yeah. But in Minnesota, people like him, teammates like him, the coaches like him. What they'll say is, listen, the less you take, the more weapons we can give you and a better defense. That division now between Jordan Love, Jared Goff, it's these are shootouts. So do you want to have a reasonably good defense? Kirk Cousins has made a lot of money. I don't think he's a greedy guy. I think he's been paid a little high for some of his career, like Dak, who we often compare him to. But I'm not going to tell a pro athlete not to take what you can get. Yeah. But I do think in this point, Achilles surgery, his age, you know, $38 million for Kirk Cousins, and it's all play money, but that feels reasonable. There you go. Mac Jones. Wow. Justin Fields, the latest. Jim Harbaugh effect now is working. Colin right, Colin wrong. Again, Russell Wilson lands where we thought he would, to the Steelers.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Melissa Fumero.
And I'm Stephanie Beatriz. You may know us from television.
99.
And now we're here with our very own podcast, More Better with Stephanie and Melissa. We've known each other for thousands of years.
And we've been through it all together.
And we are totally killing it. We are literally the best.
No notes. Life is great.
None of that was true. JK, JK. Join us on our excellent adventure as we take on topics like listening to yourself.
There were a lot of red flags, and it did take me 8 years to get there, but I got there.
The challenge of self-care.
This is important because now you're about to be a mom of two kids.
And making friends as an adult.
We're going to share our struggles.
Just white-knuckling through life, babe.
We're going to speak to experts.
And we're going to share everything we learn
with you.
Listen to More Better with Stephanie and Melissa as part of the Michael Duda Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction sites.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears. What do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. I've been a journalist for 2 decades, writing cover stories for Business Week, Fortune, and Wired. And now, every Monday, I bring you conversations with people who are thinking deeply about work and where it fits into our lives. Like Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella on growth mindsets.
The learn-it-all does better than the know-it-all.
Or MacArthur Genius winner Angela Duckworth on talent versus grit.
Your long-term effort and your long-term commitment are surprisingly important.
Each episode delivers pragmatic advice for right now. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Colin Wright, Colin Wrong on a Monday. 40 minutes from now, Lakers big win last night. I've been critical of the Lakers for years, but they got a pretty good team. So Mac Jones, I thought he would work out. He had a nice rookie year. He really did. 22 touchdowns, passer rating in the 90s, with very few weapons. Rookie in the NFL, beat out Cam Newton. I thought it would be a nice career. It didn't work, but 75% of first round quarterbacks don't work. Trey Lance didn't work immediately. Mac Jones didn't work eventually. Belichick's coaching probably made it worse. Matt Patricia certainly didn't help. But in the end, Mac Jones wasn't coachable enough, dynamic enough, mobile enough, and didn't win enough. Either does Justin Fields or Zach Wilson. Point fingers all you want. The quarterbacks, and it's rare, about 20-25% hit, become franchise guys and get a second and a third draft. The ones that do hit usually have a unique gift. They run like Lamar. They're as big as Josh Allen, as elusive as Kyler Murray, as talented as Patrick Mahomes, as big as Justin Herbert. It is rare that they hit, but there's usually something extraordinary, a unicorn physically about them. That is not Mac Jones. He also very early, I was told a year ago, he did not take well to hard coaching, which is weird because he played under Saban. I thought he was accurate, efficient, would be a grown-up, could run an offense. I always thought he was low floor, low ceiling. But in the end, it was a bad fit. New England did not have weapons. In fact, there's no disputing his Alabama wide receivers were significantly better, and this happens occasionally, much better than his NFL wide receivers who don't separate. And he didn't take to hard coaching. And in the end, Zach Wilson, Mac Jones, Justin Fields, it just doesn't matter. They become a casualty. Maybe you get a second chance. Sam Darnold did. It didn't work. The Athletic pointed this out this morning. 5 quarterbacks were drafted in the top 15 in that 2021 draft. Trevor Lawrence had a bad year this year. Zach's been benched. Trey's been traded. Justin's on the trade block. And Mac Jones traded to the Jags for a 6-round pick. The 5 have combined for 3 playoff starts, 1 win, and that's Trevor Lawrence scrambling back against the also-fired Brandon Staley defense with the Chargers. That's this class this year. Has got 5 quarterbacks people are talking about. And the chances are one becomes a star, one or two fool us for a while, a couple don't work at all, and we see it immediately. Thought Mac Jones was efficient enough, accurate enough, he'd fit right in, but instead, he's the latest quarterback who didn't live up to what was, at his position, very reasonable optimism. I never thought he had a ton of hype. It was more optimism. And there you go. He's now a Jag and probably a backup for the rest of his career.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hey, I'm Melissa Fumero.
And I'm Stephanie Beatriz. You may know us from television.
99.
And now we're here with our very own podcast, More Better with Stephanie and Melissa.
We've known each other for thousands of years.
And we've been through it all together.
And we are totally killing it. We are literally the best.
No notes. Life is great.
None of that was true. JK, JK. Join us on our excellent adventure as we take on topics like listening to yourself.
There were a lot of red flags, and it did take me 8 years to get there, but I got there.
The challenge of self-care.
This is important because now you're about to be a mom of two kids.
And making friends as an adult.
We're going to share our struggles.
Just white-knuckling through life, babe.
We're going to speak to experts.
And we're going to share everything we learn
with you. Listen to More Better with Stephanie and Melissa as part of the Michael Duda Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi-mobile will take your kids to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
They'll explore and listen to the sounds of amazing places, like farms, racetracks, the moon, and even
construction sites.
That's right, Blippi.
Follow your ears. What do you hear?
And they'll meet new friends along the way. Alongside Blippi and Mika, your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. I've been a journalist for 2 decades, writing cover stories for Business Week, Fortune, and Wired. And now, every Monday, I bring you conversations with people who are thinking deeply about work and where it fits into our lives. Like Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella on growth mindsets.
The learn-it-all does better than the know-it-all.
Or MacArthur Genius winner Angela Duckworth on talent versus grit.
Your long-term effort and your long-term commitment are surprisingly important.
Each episode delivers pragmatic advice for right now. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's a Monday where Colin was right, where Colin was wrong. Plenty of both. Let's fire away.
Where Colin was right?
Well, Russell Wilson to the Steelers, we thought was the best fit. And it's official, kind of officially official on Wednesday. But they have good receivers, tight ends, running backs. The offense, though, just kind of felt limited and lost with the current quarterbacks there. And again, I don't think it's Stafford to the Rams or Brady to the Bucks, but I do think it makes them more viable, more interesting, and they get some athletic ability. He's out of his prime, but he's still a B quarterback who's been in big games. The numbers at the end of the year with Sean Payton were not bad. B to a B-plus quarterback. So I think Pittsburgh's been kind of lost offensively for half a decade, and they feel more viable today, and this is where we thought he would land.
Where Colin was wrong.
But the Russell Wilson Denver career was never as good. Russ never cooked. Year one was a disaster. He didn't get along with Sean Payton. Listen, mobile quarterbacks can age very, very quickly. And Russell Wilson did. He still runs around, but he's not as blazing fast as Lamar or as elusive as Kyler Murray or a Jalen Hurts. And so he's aged. He made a lot of money. He's been to two Super Bowls. He's got a trophy. His legacy is outstanding, and I do think he'll resurrect it a bit in Pittsburgh. But the Denver thing, I thought it would work, and it just never did.
Where Colin was right?
Justin Fields trademarked, according to Dan Graziano and Jeremy Fowler, two legit reporters at ESPN, there's not much of a market. I sort of never understood the market talk. Injuries, a lot of turnovers, doesn't win. And the truth is, he became a really bad fourth quarter quarterback. Really bad, like Zach Wilson bad. So I do think he's athletic enough that if he gets an offensive culture and staff, he can win some games. I don't think he's going to overcome what the Bears often present, which is chaos. But I think he'll get a second shot to start. Could be Seattle, Vegas. Seattle, J-Mac has mentioned. But his market is not, it's shrinking and dwindling, and it never was much. And that was kind of my take.
Where Colin was wrong.
Mac Jones for a 6th-round pick. Listen, I thought after his rookie season when he made a Pro Bowl and had a passer rating at 93, he was going to be a really solid, accurate, efficient quarterback. Belichick was going to use his defensive wizardry, and it'd be kind of a playoff quarterback. May not hoist a trophy, but he was going to be a really solid quarterback, but it imploded. Belichick turned on him. I don't think Matt Patricia helped. The division's very good. And I was told last year he did not take to hard coaching. That's the only kind of coaching you get in New England. So it did not work, and that surprised me.
Where Colin was right?
Jason Tatum is a very good basketball player, and I like him a lot. But two times last week, he did what concerns me. This 7-inch height advantage against Cleveland, and he settles for a fall-away jumper. He's been bad in these last-minute shot situations. And then against Denver, for the second time this year, he shrinks and has only 15 points. He is shooting, and again, I like him a lot. He's a very good player. He's shooting 31% in crunch time. And that's all I've ever said. I think he's a star. You can put him on the first team All-NBA. But don't compare him to the greats in this game. Jokic is often better in big spots. LeBron is better in big spots. Giannis has been better in big spots. Tatum's very good, but in big spots, saw it twice last week, he can shrink.
Where Colin was right?
I banged on the NCAA for years. They have no guardrails. It's the wild, wild west on the transfer portal and the NIL. Nick Saban admitting that 70 or 80% of his Alabama players after the season, all they cared about was, am I getting paid and what's my playing time? Saban to that said, maybe the way I do business doesn't work. We've seen Jay Wright, Mike Krzyzewski, Nick Saban. We're seeing college coaches who have many years left say, yeah, it's not working. I don't blame the players or the coaches. Players want theirs and coaches coach. But the NIL, because of the void in leadership in the NCAA, is just out of control. And I have heard this off the record from multiple coaches. Chip Kelly said, I'd rather be a coordinator than a head coach with UCLA football. NCAA's lack of leadership is why Fox, ESPN networks are taking over the sport. Some grown-up has to.
Where Colin was wrong.
J.J. McCarthy. Everybody's got him in the top 10 in the draft. Jim Harbaugh told me he should go number one. J-Mac was all over me 6 months ago. I will say there is new information at the Combine, and I think this helped a lot. His measurables did him a big favor. He came in at 6'2", 220. That's around Aaron Rodgers' size. He had been listed at 6'3", 203, which is like a stretched-out Bryce Young who had a really bad year. So I do think there's new information, and those measurables are more comforting, and he's less spindly. But I will say, when I watched him this year, I kept saying, is it the defense? Is it Harbaugh? Is it the run game? Is it the O-line? Maybe he just didn't have great receivers, that's it. But people like him more than I do.
Where Colin was right?
Chris Jones signed. Huge deal. $95 million guaranteed with the Chiefs. In my belief system, you got to spend your money on offense in the NFL, with one exception. somebody in the front four or five that's a game wrecker. Aaron Donald, a Chris Jones, a Max Crosby. I don't think you pay your corners, your linebackers, and your safeties. We've seen the Seahawks give up on two safeties. The Broncos just gave up on Simmons, good safety. I think you got to pay Chris Jones. You go look at the Rams Super Bowl, Stafford, Aaron Donald, Cooper Kupp. To me, the Chiefs are defined by Andy Reid, Mahomes, Kelce, and Chris Jones. In big games, he almost never disappoints. I thought they had to pay him. And if they had to move anybody, it would be a corner.
Where Colin was right?
The Mavericks, only eighth in the West. Even Jason Kidd last week complained about the defense from Luka. Kyrie and Luka, since the All-Star game, are allowing 124 points a game. That's awful. I've said this. If your best players are not committed on the defensive end, James Harden, Carmelo Anthony, Kyrie, Luka, I think it can build resentment. Almost every great player in my life, the Giannis, LeBron, Michael, Kobe, almost all of them at least commit to defense. Even if Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, they're not considered elite defenders. I don't buy Dallas. I don't think you can win in May and June, April, May, and June, with that lack of defensive commitment. And right now, they are only eight in the West.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, J-Mac, a lot of stuff moving in the NFL. J-Mac with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
What?
You're looking. Have you seen the note or no?
No.
Okay, Kirk Cousins to the Atlanta Falcons.
Wow.
It's official. Four-year deal. We don't have the money yet, but I'm just stunned.
Here's why
this
it
is a shocker.
Works. Here's why it works. Okay, he's coming off surgery. And they have an excellent O-line. So he'll get protection. Secondly, very talented, but super young offense. He's an adult. He's a grown-up. Also, weakest division in football. So his impact in this division is much greater, in my opinion, than his impact in the better NFC North, where Green Bay's stacked and not going anywhere. And Detroit is stacked and not going anywhere. And you have, in my opinion, two good front offices. So in Minnesota, age, O-line's got a good left tackle, but you kind of look around and you think, I don't think Minnesota's heart is broken. I don't think they wanted to pay him what Atlanta...
We haven't seen the numbers yet. We're waiting for them.
Atlanta, so this is interesting. Now that division, I have Baker and Kirk Cousins, both more than capable of winning that division. So the Derek Carr-Dennis Allen combo feels like third best in the division.
Well, let's not go over. I mean, I don't think Derek Carr has a playoff win. Kirk Cousins and Baker each have two, I'm fairly certain.
I like it. I mean,
So we're saying Atlanta's tops in the division?
Well, I'm just saying, relative to fit, Kirk coming off an injury would not be a good fit with a bad O-line. Atlanta's is excellent. It's maybe not quite as good as Detroit, but it's excellent.
Pro Football Focus had them graded out as fourth best in the league.
So that's big.
Right.
Secondly, you've got Drake London, Pitts, two viable running backs. Okay. Then you have a coach in Raheem Morris. He's a defensive coach.
Yeah.
But we know defensive coaches. Don't turn it over. Move the chains. I want an adult. I don't want you ad-libbing out of... That's what Kirk Cousins does. He doesn't ad-lib. He's going to sit in the pocket. I think it makes... It's Cousins, by the way, was with Raheem Morris in Washington for a couple of years.
Yeah.
So Raheem Morris, who's a smart, understated guy, who is friendly to offense as a defensive guy, he knows Kirk's demeanor, his temperament, his maturity. So Raheem's comfortable with that.
The OC, I believe Zach Robinson, came from the Rams. Now, he's never called plays before, but he comes from the McVay tree, which is, we love play action, you know, and Kirk fits that perfectly.
None of McVay's offensive coaches, none have missed. They're all good.
That sounds probably accurate because we like McVay, but I'm just stunned.
Well, why are you stunned?
Well, Maybe I have a heart here on a Monday. I just feel bad for Justin Fields. I don't know what happens to him now.
Well, again,
he was.
So I'm Raheem Morris. Oh. I'm a defensive coach.
No, I get it. I have
a young group of offensive players. Let's bring a young, unproven guy who's not really refined and gets hurt a lot. Or Kirk Cousins. I get it.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.